a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Your South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading today is Father of the Ministerial off here, and leading a Pledge of Allegiance is Kay Mars from Whitewood, one of our pages from this new set of pages.
For the prayer today, I'd just like to do one of the psalms for praying. O come, let us sing to the Most High, Creator of the cosmos. Let us most song to the Beloved. Let us come to with gratitude, let us offer our psalms of praise. For the Beloved is infinite, the breathing life of all. The depths of the earth belong to love, the highest of mountains as well. The sea and all that is in it, the dry land and air above, were created by love. O come, let us bow down and give thanks. Let us be humble before the Blessed One. For the Beloved is supreme, and we blessed to be invited into friendship as companions along the way. On that day, we would hearken to the Beloved's voice, harden not your hearts as in the days of old, that you may not be separated from love. Be not like those who heard the word and heed it not, thinking to be above the Most High, for life is but a breath in the eternal dance, a gift to be reverenced with trust, an opportunity to grow in spirit and in truth, that in passing into new life, you enter in to the heavenly city.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holleen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Olson, Amdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Tees, and Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, and White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Please.
This procedure respectfully reports that Senate has set under consideration the Senate Journal of the 8th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Corey Brown, Chair.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Senate, and those individuals who are listening online, welcome to our third week, and we appreciate you who are in attendance here, coming to your state capital. The Senate is an exciting place, and so you made the right choice. I think we have the American Cancer Society Leadership Group, is that correct? Any of those folks here? Okay. How about Madison? See? Now, on behalf of all of us, but especially Majority Leader, Senator Russ Olson, we'd like to thank you for being here on Madison Day and Madison Tonight, right? Madison Day and Night. Welcome. And also, we're very privileged to have, if he admits, a good friend of mine, but all physicians who come here donate their time for us every day, and really, truly, one of the leaders of medicine in our state, as long as I've been exposed to medicine, is Dr. Steve Schrader from the Avera Medical Group in Miller. He's mentored and taken a lot of mid-level providers and taught a lot of us things, but more importantly, that community is nothing without community leaders and people who are involved, and on top of that, he's an excellent practitioner. So, Dr. Steve, thank you for being here. Dr. Steve Schrader. We have a new group of pages here. We have pages that come for a period of 2 weeks and experience how fun this is. And whether they believe it or not, you're going to make lifelong friends, because I certainly did, and a number of other people. So I need to administer the oath to them. So at this time, I'll stand down here. And would you all, as pages, just come out the front there, and I'll administer the oath. We have a set order of business, and our next order of business is reports of standing committees. Madam Secretary.
The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 70 and recommends do pass as amended. Larry Roden, Chair. The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 71 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Mark Johnston, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 20, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Chantel Krebs, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1036 and recommends do pass Senate Bill 61 and recommends do pass as amended consent calendar, Senate Bill 67 and recommends do pass as amended consent calendar, and Senate Bill 77, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Reed Holding, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1008 and House Bill 1009 and recommends do pass consent calendar. The Committee on Judiciary has had under consideration the nomination of Thomas E. Simmons of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and recommends that the appointment be confirmed and be placed on the consent calendar. The Committee on Judiciary has had under consideration the nomination of Keith Bonenberger of Jackson County, Katoka, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate confirm said reappointment. The Committee on Judiciary has had under consideration the nomination of Sharon Calamine of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission, and returns the same with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Craig Teason, Chair.
Secretary was doing is reporting out what our committee activity was today. We could have put that in the computer, but our Constitution requires that these reports and information be read in open session. Our next item is messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1011, 1012, 1018, 1019, 1024, 1025, 1032, 1039, 1047, and 1066, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 56, Senate Bill 4, 3, and 5 be deferred to Wednesday, January 23rd, the 10th legislative day.
Stand by. Did you have 56? All those in favor of that motion to defer signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Taxation on Senate Bill 55 as found on page 140 of the Senate Journal, also Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 23 as found on page 141 of the Senate Journal, also Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 69 as found on page 141 of the Senate Journal, also Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 72 as found on page 141 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we had some first reading of House. Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Next is our consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, our consent calendar is comprised of bills that were passed out of committees unanimously, and the committee said, let's put them on a calendar where we don't debate matters. It's an efficiency mechanism for non-controversial bills. However, an individual can, any senator can pull a bill and have it debated, and we have one of those that is coming up. The others are voted on together, but questions may be asked of the bill sponsor or the individual who's pitching the bill on the floor, and again, it's for efficiency. So this is our consent calendar.
Senator Holeen requests that Senate Bill 66 be removed from the consent calendar. Okay. Senate Bill 62, an act to revise certain requirements regarding when an insurer's certificate of authority may be revoked. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the electronic filing of motor fuel tax reports and the electronic remittance of motor fuel tax.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bills 62 and 58, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? I hear you, too. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 62 and 58. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Vigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown. Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Brown. Pardon. Holding votes. Brown, Jensen,
aye.
Stand by.
Okay. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
Mr. President, we have ayes 34, one excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bills 62 and 58, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby cleared passed. Any questions on any of the titles? Hearing none, the titles deemed approved. Before we move on to our debate calendar, would you join me in, on behalf of Senators Van Gerpen, Sutton, and Hunhoff, welcome the individuals here, our friends from Delmont. It's so good to have you here in their music, in their tremendous food. And I'm already ready for my nap because of your kind gifts. And so glad to have you here. Before you all stand up, we'd like to individually recognize Delmont Fire Department Fire Chief Elmer Gehring, Delmont Historical Society President Earl Astrid, Delmont Twin Rivers Iron Association Glenn Stern. He's the president. Phil and Friends Band, Phil Bloom. He's the director, and Phil has friends. That's a good thing. and all the members of the Delmont delegation. It's great having you here. Please stand. Thank you so much for visiting your capital and your kind gifts. Be careful driving home. We're moving now on to our debate calendar. We call this the second reading of the Senate bills. Madam Secretary, second reading.
Senate Bill number 36, an act to protect the identity of the person or entity supplying the intravenous injection substance for executions and to increase the penalty for a violation of those provisions.
Senate Bill 36, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunoff, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, the Attorney General has brought this bill. Current law in South Dakota protects the identity of the person that administers the lethal injection sentence, administering of the lethal injection. This was done because it's required to protect that person from administering that lethal injection from a harassment or threat. If this protection were not in place, it would be very difficult to find a qualified individual to carry out this lawful sentence. The disclosure of protecting this information is currently a Class II misdemeanor. The Attorney General is proposing to expand this protected information to also include any entity supplying the substance or substances used in carrying out the lethal injection sentence, and also making it a more serious crime, a Class I misdemeanor, which is punishable by 1 year in jail. Again, this legislation is intended to protect the privacy and protect the status of the person, the manufacturer, the pharmacist, along with those protected status of the person that is administering that lethal injection. Again, this is because there's been harassment that has occurred against non-protected manufacturers and pharmacists, thereby causing difficulty for the state in obtaining the necessary chemicals for the lethal injection. I would ask your support for Senate Bill 36. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks. Senator Bradford, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You'll have to kind of listen along because somewhere yesterday I lost some of my voice. So I just want to explain a little bit because I voted against this, and the good people at the Attorney General's office come and explained something that I didn't understand. I thought the pharmacist was going to be still protected. He would not be exposed, but just the people that furnished the stuff to kill a person. And I thought, you know, they get a lot of money and they're people, but according to the Attorney General's office, this would expose the pharmacist too. So I called my pharmacist. I mean, I always call him. He's a great friend of mine. And he told me, he said, yes, this bill would expose some fellow pharmacists who could be harassed. And so with that, I urge your support of the bill.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 36. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Legalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 35.
Thank you. Senate Bill 36, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title's approved.
Senate Bill 52, an act to authorize 1 cent credit denominations for video lottery machines, to authorize the award of $1,000 on a video lottery machine, and to make form and style changes to certain provisions regarding the lottery.
Senate Bill 52, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Lederman, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 52 is a lottery bill that does three things. Number one, it makes a penny an eligible denomination for video lottery terminals. Number two, it eliminates the bet-to-award ratio and caps the maximum award at $1,000, which is the current cap. And number three, it cleans up and clarifies existing lottery statutes. Senate Bill 52 does not expand gambling in South Dakota, and it does not change the maximum bet nor the current $1,000 maximum payout. The lottery continues to promote responsible gambling in our state as evidenced by its annual allocation of funds to the Department of Human Services for problem gambling treatment services. This bill will keep South Dakota competitive in the video lottery industry by eliminating a South Dakota-specific requirement regarding penny games, making it possible to better utilize a manufacturer's existing library of games without additional costs for the video lottery operators in our state. It has widespread support from industry groups, and it also cleans up existing lottery statutes. It provides for more efficient financial reporting by the lottery and removes redundant and unnecessary language as requested through the governor's red tape review. I ask for your favorable vote on Senate Bill 52. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 52. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
No.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
No.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
No.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 30, nays 5.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 52, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved.
Senate Bill 49, an act to establish the fee charged by registers of deeds for documents filed by the Department of Transportation disposing of highway right-of-way that is no longer needed for the highway for highway purposes.
Senate Bill 49, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr.
Senator Ewing, good afternoon, sir.
And members of the Senate, this is my my training bill for my first time on the floor here. It came from the Department of Transportation to the Committee on Transportation. And it's an act to establish the fee charged by registered deeds for documents filed by the Department of Transportation for disposing of highway right-of-way that is no longer needed for highway purposes. It's basically just a housekeeping bill. That better? And has an amendment to add the language. It's filed by the Department of Transportation pertaining to the acquisition, and the language it's added is or disposal of highway right-of-way or lands declared surplus. The language was admitted in the previous bill, and this was just a matter of cleanup. It did receive a unanimous due pass in the committee, and I ask for a favorable okay on the due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, very much. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 49. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkeby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 35.
Thank you. Senate Bill 49, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Great job, Senator Ewing. Zero. Well, no, it's always... To get a zero, no. You asked for it. You got it. Okay, we're up to announcements.
President.
Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I will remind you today and remind you again tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, immediately following session, the executive director of the Sanford Mine, Ron Wheeler, is going to be up in room 414, and it's going to be pretty exciting. They're going to do a live feed from the 4850-foot level with Dr. Kevin Laskow narrating what we're seeing and what's going on down there. So if you've not had the opportunity to see the mine at that level, I strongly encourage you to go to that event tomorrow afternoon. I'll remind you again tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Catacombs Caucus tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., large conference room in the governor's.
Thank you. Senator Van Gerpen.
Tomorrow morning, joint appropriations, 8 to 12, LCR 1 and 2. We have in the Bureau of Administration, Economic Development, and Tourism.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at 10.
Thank you. Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Senator Kirkeby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government, 7:59 tomorrow.
7:59? Right, it's 7:59. He's a stickler. Senator Bogalka.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tonight at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a movie in room 413, sponsored by the South Dakota Right to Life. The movie is called It's a Girl, the three deadliest words in the world. As many as 200 million girls are missing because of gender side. Now is the time to stand up. 7 o'clock tonight, up in room 413. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Transportation, 1 minute later than Senator Kirkeby's meeting, we'll be meeting at 8 o'clock.
Don't forget, we have Madison area businesses that have been here all day, along with Dakota State faculty, leadership, Madison participants, and their Chamber of Commerce. That reception is from 5 to 7 at the Ramcota, like we foreshadowed. Senator Olson. Coincidentally,
Mr. President, you took the words right out of my mouth. And while I have the microphone, post-secondary education committee members in my office immediately following adjournment.
Excellent. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary, who is it today?
Senator Holeen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that incredible motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.